Joining us here today is Alyssa Brandt of the Carroll Tigers. She's going to be heading off to Grandview to play some softball. Alyssa, appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
Alyssa, let's talk about the whole recruiting process. You're a young lady that's had success in softball, also volleyball, a very good tennis career as well, and your sister currently playing at the next level in tennis. So you kind of had some choices. So when did you start thinking about participating in athletics in college, and when did the whole kind of recruiting process start for you?
You know, ever since I was younger, I've always dreamt of playing a sport in college, just like many other young athletes. And then once I started getting like to the high school level, it definitely started to become like a lot more real. And then really about my junior year, like winter-ish, is when I really started to get like deep into the recruiting process and trying to figure out what school was best for me.
So as a little girl, you wanted to play. Was there a sport at that time in your life that was like, that's what I want to go do?
You know, for the most part, it's always been softball. Softball has been like the sport I've played the longest and had the most interest in, I guess. So
what is it about the sport of softball?
I think it's just that I've always, like, grown up playing it, so it's always been, like, something that I can look forward to every summer. And then just, like, the people that I've met playing softball and all of the friends that I've made.
How old were you when you started playing, and have you always been a pitcher, or did you kind of slide into that role a little bit later on in your youth career?
I always remember, like, playing catch and stuff with my dad in the yard, and then, like, ever since T-ball on, I've played softball. And then just about fourth, fifth grade is when I started pitching, and I realized that that's probably what I wanted to play for a position. And then I just started working really hard towards that.
What is it about pitching that kind of drew you to try that to start with?
Kind of having like control and being a part of every single play in the game really interested me, for sure.
Now, I know you also play some first base when you're not in the circle for the Tigers. So let's talk Grandview for a moment. Have you had some conversations with their coaches? I know you're going to go there to throw, but any chance you play different positions on days you're not in the circle?
Yeah, so it was definitely for pitching, and then we also talked about it, and maybe some first base, and then if they need me somewhere else, I'm always up to trying those positions too.
What is the difference for you between playing, you know, pitching and playing first base?
Honestly, I'm just happy to be out there after not being able to play and having, like, working for it for a long time. It's just really exciting to be out there no matter where I'm at.
You know, you mentioned not getting the chance to play. COVID, the year, probably a part of that, even though you guys able to get a season in. But what's it like to be able to come back from missing time and being able to play and now fulfilling that dream to head off and play college softball?
You know, it felt really good after not playing. Everybody was, like, excited to get their seasons going. So after knowing that, we were all really excited to be together and playing.
Let's talk a little bit about the recruiting process. Grandview, not the only school that was looking at you, not even for just softball, but you had schools talking with you about other sports as well. So you mentioned things kind of started the winter of your junior season. Who were some of the first schools that reached out to you, and what sports were they reaching out to you about?
So Briarcliff was the first one that reached out to me for volleyball, and I like went and visited Briarcliff and really liked it originally. And then I went to a couple camps, and then I started talking with the Grandview coach, and then I went and visited Grandview, and I just found a better fit there.
What was it about the visit to Grandview that sold you?
I really liked the campus, and then the coach was great too. Great guy.
What were some of the things that you guys talked about that kind of sold you on him and his program? What is it about his program that really stood out to you?
I mean, obviously they have a really good softball program, but also like how personable he was with the girls. And then he really like puts academics first, which is also a big like importance to me. So knowing that he did that and would work around like our labs and classes were really helpful.
We're going to talk about the academic side because I know that was the major part of the recruiting process for you. But let's talk about the team for a minute. On your visits or any other trips down there since then, have you had a chance to hang around some of the girls and get to know them a little bit?
Yeah, so both times I went down there, I talked to the coach, and then I also like went and hung out with the team for a little bit. And just like their relationships with each other was really similar to like our team back home. Like they're all really close to each other, and I really like that.
What is it about the style that they play that maybe drew you as well, or was it the style did that not have anything to do with the recruiting process for you?
Honestly, it really didn't have that much to do with the recruiting process. Like, I knew that Grandview was, like, a pretty successful team in, like, softball and stuff, and in the NAIA program. And but like mostly they're like pretty similar to us, I guess, too. They like are really aggressive on the bases and stuff like that, and I really like that.
Did you know much about Grandview and their softball program before they started to recruit you?
I knew like a little bit, like I've heard about them and like the news a little bit, but then like once I started talking to them, like my interest grew deeply.
Let's talk a little bit about you with that campus. What was it? You said you kind of fell in love. It was kind of a fit for you. It's in the middle of Des Moines there. So what is it about that campus that really jumped out to you?
Well, I knew that I wanted like a decently small school, but like and not too big. But then with it also being in Des Moines, there was still like stuff to do on the weekends and stuff like that.
Did you visit any other schools besides Briarcliff and Grandview? Because I know you've had other schools look at you even for softball. So were those the only two? Was it once you visited Grandview, there was no other visits?
I also visited Morningside and then Central. And it was actually between Morningside and Grandview in the final. And then it was just whoever, I don't know, I went back and visited both of them. And Grandview was just the right fit for me.
Did you enjoy the recruiting process? Some kids really do. Some prefer kind of just to get it over with.
I was kind of in the middle. Like, it was fun and everything to, like, know and get to, like, talk to coaches. But then, like, once it was over, it was, like, all the stress dropped out of it. And it was just, I could relax.
So I know you're in the middle of your season right now for Carroll High. But what have the coaches told you that they want you to work on once your season's done to kind of get ready for the fall season coming up this year at Grandview?
Definitely, like, anytime I can get out on the field, whether it's, like, pitching or BP. But then, like, also, like, getting in the weight room and lifting.
What have they told you about lifting and how important it will be at the program there?
They lift a decent amount at Grandview, but then, like, just anything to help me better myself, what they think is going to help me. So pretty much it's, like, whatever I feel needed, which is also really nice.
Let's talk about the academic side. I hadn't forgot about that yet because I know that's what really matters to you. What did you want to do? Have you already decided what you want to do in school and was you're looking for a school that kind of fit the program, or are you going off to college going, you know, I haven't determined yet what I want to do, but I know I want to go to a school that has good academics?
Right now I'm still undecided, but I'm looking at biology or pre-engineering, and Grandview has both of those, so it was just kind of like an easy option for me to go.
So I know how you can study, you know, an athletic team. You can talk to the coaches, you can look at their records and kind of review history. I know you can do similar things on the academic side, but how did you kind of review the schools you were interested in on the academic side of things?
Definitely one that offered both of my majors because Briarcliff didn't offer pre-engineering, so that one was kind of out right away, and then neither did Central. So then between Morningside and Grandview, I just, like, really dug in deep, talked to the professors and, like, which ones I liked better, I guess, kind of. And then from there, it just went pretty smoothly.
So pre-engineering and biology, the potential that you're going into, what is it about those two subjects that intrigues you?
Biology has always been of, like, a deep interest to me, and I've always, like, kind of wanted to do that until this year, and I kind of got into, like, the engineering aspect of things, and that's, like, it's always came pretty easy to me, so then I just finally started thinking that maybe that's what I wanted to do in the future.
Do you have a place you want to end up someday? Is there a state or a country or something? Do you want to come back home? Where do you hope to be at once your college career and your college education is over?
Honestly, not really for sure. Wherever it takes me, I guess it takes me.
Goals for the rest of this summer with the Carroll High softball program. You guys in the tough conference that everybody knows, but been able to make quite a bit of noise outside of the conference this year. So what are the goals for you and for this team the rest of the summer?
Yep, honestly, just have a lot of fun together. Like, it's the last time all of us will be playing together, so just make some more memories with the team.
Well, I tell you what, Alyssa, congratulations. It's been fun covering you through all the sports over your career and working with you a little bit, and stuff in basketball and in softball as well. So appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations. I think Grandview getting a superstar. So appreciate you joining us here today and best of luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Alyssa Brandt again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she is headed to Grandview to play softball.